So I guess Lindsay Lohan has really fallen off the wagon. And the Inquirer is saying, of course, keep that in mind, that she's back to doing drugs, lots of them. She went to the to a music fest, you know, and she was doing coke and ecstasy and drinking lots, too. Lindsay's drugging and drinking is out of control. She learned nothing in rehab, a Lohan friend tells the magazine. That's a real close friend when they're talking to the Inquirer, right?
Yeah.
Tight.
Kind of wish I had friends like that.
Yeah, we all do. Katie Couric's ratings continue to, well, suck. Her worst ratings ever last week. And maybe even the lowest ratings they've had in many, many years for the evening news. And maybe just of all time, because if you think about it, back before cable news came around, the evening newscasts were all pretty dominant. So she's sucking. Do you think they'll fire her? She has a huge contract.
Yeah. I think they will.
You know who's been popping up on 60 Minutes constantly lately? Anderson Cooper.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Seems like a fit to me.
He might be kind of good.
Yeah, he'd probably own.
He'd probably own.
Yeah, he'd take a complete piece of Brian Williams' ass. Seriously. Mm-hmm. Charles Gibson, I mean, come on, that guy's not even a challenge. I could talk evening news all day. Maybe we should do that instead. Wouldn't that be fun?
No.
No? Okay. Hey, here's a great job for Lance Bass. I guess he was on a radio show in L.A., and he said that Joey Fat One would get a perfect score on this week's show.
Did you just call him Fat One?
No, I called him Fatone. Right? What, did it come out differently?
Yeah.
Yeah. He said he'd get a perfect week on this week's Dancing with the Stars. Perfect score. No, he ended up in the bottom two. Luckily, Billy Ray Cyrus was there, so he was protected. I guess he had a bet with this radio station, and now he's going to spend the day getting coffee, answering phones, and doing other, you know, menial tasks. So he's stepping. Maybe he can work it into a full-time radio job. He's breaking in.
That'd be good for him.
Yeah.
He hasn't done anything since NSYNC, so.
Yeah, what does he do?
Oh, wait, he wanted to go to space, didn't he?
Yeah. Does that count as doing something? Wanting to go to space? Does that count as doing something? Or is that just thinking?
Yeah.
Point. Paris Hilton's actually issued an apology. After reading the media's coverage of my court hearing, I feel the need to correct what I believe are misperceptions about me. I absolutely realize how serious driving under the influence is. I couldn't live with myself if anyone was injured or killed while I was driving while impaired. Clearly, no one should, no matter how slightly. I'm ready to face the consequences of violating probation. No one is above the law. I surely am not, and do not expect to be treated better than anyone else who violated probation. However, my hope is that I won't be treated worse.
Wow. That was very mature.
Yeah. She's on the 12-step program. She's making amends. She's got to pull out her black book of however many, 2,000 names in there. Start calling those guys. Yeah, sorry for that crotch rod I gave you. My bad.